Blog Talk Radio.
Grateful. Amen. Praise God. When I was in my sin, amen. Praise God. Amen. God cared enough about me to bring me out and to deliver me. Amen. Praise God. Amen. From the things that would have caused me to die and go to hell. I'm grateful tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, this is the Spirit of Truth broadcast. Amen. And this is Ambassador Barbara Burris. Amen. Praise God. And I welcome all of those that are listening tonight because I have a word in season. Amen. Praise God. And my title, amen, praise God, is in reference to the word. Amen. Praise God. You know, a lot of us, amen, we hear the title of the message, amen, and then we scope it out, see if we want to listen to it, if it's going to fit in our category for whatever reason. Amen, praise God. And then once we get the title of it, amen, we don't need to listen to the broadcast anymore because we got to make our own assessment, amen, and think what we want to think. So a lot of times we avoid the broadcast. So God has given me to do like I did when I first started the show in 2008. I would never give out my titles. I was always taught, amen, praise God, don't let nobody know what you're speaking about till you get up there and preach. But now we just tell everybody, and the devils know it, and they hinder, and then you say, well, I done probably heard that somewhere else, so I'm not interested. So I want to bring you some fresh rhema, amen, praise God, some fresh manna, amen, every time I get on the broadcast, amen, praise God. So you won't know the title until you hear the sermon, praise God, until you hear me speak it, amen, praise God. Then I'll go into the sermon portion, praise God. So, God, we just thank you right now for what you're doing and what you're about to do. Ask you to, Lord God, move by your spirit in Jesus' name. And my thought for tonight is called According to the Election of Grace. That should be an eye-opener right there. Amen. Called according to the election of grace. What is grace? Grace is the kindness, amen, the merciful, amen, acts of God towards us, amen, who were dead in sin, born in sin, shaped in iniquity, and really don't deserve it. We don't deserve anything that God is doing for us and has done for us in the past. Amen. But when we come to God in repentance and begin to literally come toward him, to literally, amen, begin to worship and serve him and praise him, then he places grace upon us, amen, so that we can run this race. The Bible say that the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but them that endure to the end. My thought, amen, again, is called according to the election of grace. Bible said many are called, but few are chosen. And those that are chosen have been elected by God before the foundation of the earth, amen, before the foundation of this world, amen, placed in position on such a day and such a time as this so that we can do what God has purposed for our lives. Amen. And then he sent grace right along with the election. Many are called, but few are chosen. Those that are chosen, amen, praise God, are set in a position to run a race that they know not of. But, amen, when you call, amen, you begin to rehearse. Amen. You begin to study the word. That's why I let you know that my thought is about the word. Amen. Praise God. You begin to embrace. You begin to learn about God. Amen. And those that are chosen, amen, that is a special assignment. Amen. You can be called, but if you're not chosen, amen, that's it. Amen. Praise God. You just, amen, don't get to the area, the position of the relationship you need to be in Christ. So that makes it hard for you, amen, and whoever it is in the future, because there's an election of grace, amen, that's placed upon you. Now God can move upon your life in the midst of your calling. When he told Peter, he told him, he said, you're a stone, amen. Praise God, and amen. And then he told him, he said, that the gates of hell will not prevail against him to go ahead and do the work that he had called him to do. In the book of Romans 11:5, Even so then, at this present time, also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And I want to speak to you about a man and many people that were in the Bible that were called according to the election of grace. Noah was one of them. Amen, praise God. The Bible says he found grace. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. With God. Amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank God for that. Amen, because God's grace is sufficient. Amen, praise God. But I want to talk to you tonight about various, amen, people that were called and they were chosen. Amen. And as you noticed, amen, the flight of the Hebrews, amen, and the things that was purposed in their life, it started off with Abraham. Father Abraham was called according and chosen and accepted according to his righteousness. That means that he had a relationship with his Father God for right standing. Amen. And so he was, amen, grace followed him. I don't care what he did. I don't care when he lied about, amen, Sarah being, amen, praise God, not his wife, amen, I'm going to put it like that, amen, grace was upon him. Grace was upon him so much that, amen, praise God, even the Egyptian, amen, praise God, amen, said, why did you come in here? Amen, you messing me up in so many words. You need to, amen, get your wife and get out of here because, amen, God done stopped, amen, praise God, the things that, amen, were purposed in my life. Then Abimelech, amen, praise God. He told Abraham the same thing. He said, I could have slept with your wife, amen, and then it would have brought a curse on me. God had stopped the wounds of those women, amen, and had begun to, amen, cause poverty to go to those, amen, praise God, kings. So, amen, Abraham, amen, made it up in his mind that he was going to walk in the right standings of God. We need to understand when we are called according to the election of grace, there is a remnant of us that are chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen, but those that are chosen have a specific assignment. Amen, praise God. And they have a specific, amen, work to carry out that nobody can fulfill their shoes. Amen, praise God. When God was talking, amen, in the word, and Jesus was telling Peter about the gates of hell, amen, would not prevail against the church, that he would be able to be a stand and complete his work, he did. He did exactly that, amen. But back then, God used the word ecclesiastic, the ecclesiastical, which is a Roman standing, amen, a chosen people, amen, that was called forth to vote, amen, praise God. And those people were of high echelon. Those people were notable people that would vote for the person that would hold the office. Well, we, amen, as the body of Christ, amen, were chosen for such a time as this, amen, according to the election of grace, so that we can stand forth, amen, vote, accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, then go on to do his will. When the Hebrews left out of Egypt, they began to desire, amen, a king. Amen. Eventually it got down to them murmuring and complaining. Amen. Praise God. And they wanted leadership, amen, that could be seen. Amen, because God was invisible, even though he showed supernatural working. Amen, they seen all his power, amen, and his glory. But yet and still, amen, they continued to murmur and complain all the way up to King Saul. When King Saul was chosen by God, he was called according to the election of grace to be a king and a leader over the people because the people, amen, wanted to have a king over them, somebody over them. God told him, said, okay. He said, you're asking for this thing, and he said, I'm going to give it to you. He's going to take his daughters, amen, and use them to cook his food. I'm paraphrasing it. He's going to take your young men and put them in his army. He's going to take this, amen, and cause you to give up your food for him to reign over you. So you become subject to the leadership and the government of man. Amen. But Saul was given specific instructions to obey the commandments of God. When you call according to the election of grace, that remnant of people that are chosen have to obey God to the letter. Keep his commandments. Keep his word. Keep your vow. After he got in position, then he sinned, amen, praise God, to the point that, amen, praise God, he began to act like the prophet. That wasn't his position. That was his call. That was his one of his first great sins. Then after Samuel told him about what God said about killing out the enemy, the Amalekites, amen, one of the things that happened was he went in there, got the king, didn't kill him, did not do what God told him to do about the spoil, took all the animals, amen, and the treasure, and began to bring it into the camp. And God seen it. God's eyes look to and fro. He don't miss nothing. He don't miss a beat. But when you call according to the election of grace, amen, and you are chosen to run this race, amen, you're chosen to do the will of God, and you have to do specifically what God has chosen you to do. You need to tell your neighbor, amen, I ain't going to be like Saul. Saul was a Benjamite. Amen, praise God. And so because of the errors of the Benjamites, amen, remember there were 12 brothers, amen, all of them sinned, all of them made mistakes, but he said Judah would be the lawgiver, amen, praise God. Even Judah made mistakes, but Benjamin and Judah was the two tribes that was left, amen, out of the 12 tribes that stayed together. And worked, amen, praise God, according to the will of God. Then Benjamin, amen, seeds began to sin against God, rebel against God, and do things that were out of order, amen, praise God, to the point that God, amen, praise God, was upset after Saul's sin, amen, praise God, and did his thing throughout their generation, amen, praise God, throughout the call, amen, on their life. Amen, as it is with us today, we are called according to the election of grace, amen, but if the grandmother don't accept the call, then the grandchildren, it'll trickle down maybe to the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, but somebody in that family, of the, amen, birth family is going to have to answer that call, amen, praise God. So the Benjamite stayed, amen, at awe with God. Amen, praise God. Odds, amen, praise God, to the point that they were just sinning and sinning, and they were going to be annihilated. They were going to be separated from God. So God took, amen, praise God, and began to call forth more of the, amen, things that he had purposed for the Benjamites, amen, to accomplish their call on, amen, their tribe. Each tribe had their own call, their own identity, their own, amen, praise God, a signet ring, amen, praise God. But those that walked away from God, amen, praise God, the 10 tribe that walked away, that didn't do exactly like God was calling, amen, come in, I need to redeem you back, I need to get you back, amen, praise God, my son is soon to come, I'm getting ready to send him, and he's soon to come. So because of the Benjamites not accepting and electing that call, amen, praise God, somebody had to do it. All the way down, it trickled all the way down, amen, to Saul, who was Paul, amen, his name was changed, amen, and he wrote all of those books just about in the New Testament, amen, praise God. He was rebellious, he was a Benjamite, and he was born in Tarshish. If God has to reach you into the future with someone else, he will do it. He don't care if it's an auntie, uncle, or a cousin, or sister, or brother. Amen. And people say, well, women are supposed to preach. Well, that's a lie. Amen. Praise God. Everybody that's called, amen, has to become a Nazarite. Amen. You can read that in Numbers chapter 6. So we're not exempt, women. Amen. Praise God. There is certain specific, amen, assignments that we all have to do for God. So the Benjamites had been messed up so bad, and God said, okay, I'm going to give the Benjamites one last chance to get it together. And he called Saul. Saul was, amen, praise God, a Pharisee, amen, praise God. And he did everything he could do to kill out the Jewish people, those that were Christians, those that believed in God. Amen. He went even to, amen, the courts and got sealed letters, amen, so that he can sentence people, amen, praise God, to death. But the Bible said, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, amen. In the book of Acts, God's son Jesus had told him in these words, and he said, and Saul, yet breathing out threatening and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went into the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And then the Bible went on to say, amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Have to turn the page. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell, oh my God, to the earth. Amen. And heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? That means, Saul, what are you doing? Why are you fighting against me? And then he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said unto him, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. When you are called, amen, praise God, God is going to make you understand that you cannot no longer fight against him. Saul was called according to the election of grace. When, amen, Jesus showed him the things that he was suffering, the things that he must suffer, put it like that, and how he would die in order to glorify God, Saul, amen, was blinded, and Jesus told him to go into, amen, Ananias, and told Ananias, amen, that Saul was coming. And Ananias didn't want to have anything to do with him. We as the body of Christ, we done persecuted, amen, and done messed up so many people that have been called and chosen according to the election of grace until we fail to realize that we have been kicking against Jesus, amen, Father God, and the will. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 4 and 5, for we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. When you're born again, when you call and you're chosen, amen, you're not no longer looking at the flesh because you've been circumcised from that fleshly, amen, spirit, not spirit man, but the flesh of the body that we have. It's a spirit too. But now we are introduced, amen, to the spirit being that is made in the image of Father God, in the image and likeness of him. So we become a spirit being, no longer looking at things in the flesh, but things in the spirit. We are supernatural now, supernaturally made. We got to believe supernaturally so. Amen. When conditions and problems come, you can't look at the situation in the flesh. You have to look at it in the spirit, in the supernatural. Amen. So by this, amen, praise God, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, we have confidence in the flesh to take us where we want to go, to cover our body up, our spirit man up, amen, praise God, to eat food and to do whatever. But at the same time, it don't lord over us no more. That's what happened to Adam with Satan and how Eve and Adam had to go through, amen, much in order, amen, praise God, for us to be kept and born, amen, praise God, again by Jesus, amen, praise God. So it went from Adam to, amen, Seth, and from Seth to Enoch. Enoch began to call on the name of the Lord. Then all the way down to Noah, who found grace with God, amen, and then to Abraham, amen, praise God, and all the way from Abraham, praise God, to, amen, praise God, Isaac, amen, and then Jacob, amen, praise God, and all the way through to Jesus, amen, came, amen, through, amen, King David, amen, praise God. So all of that had to be kept, but they were called and set on assignment. Even Adam, during his fall, amen, praise God, he was supposed to keep the assignment of God, and he didn't do it. So we as the body of Christ, amen, if any other man thinketh that he had wherefore he might trust in the flesh, I more circumcised the 8 day, amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Let me turn the page. Hallelujah. Give God the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible says, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. He was circumcised the 8 day, amen, praise God. And he literally, amen, praise God, was, amen, praise God, a Benjamite, amen, praise God, amen, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and a Hebrew of Hebrews, and as touching the law and the Pharisees. He was all of that and a bag of chips, but he was still out of the wheel. But when God called him to the election of grace, amen, he said, you cannot no longer kick against a prick. You cannot no longer persecute and kill out my people, because I'm going to show you, amen, praise God, the things that you must do and the things, amen, that you must obey in order to get my people saved. When you call according to the election of grace, amen, praise God, you're working, amen, not against God's will, but you're working for God's will. Amen. So you got to stop doing the things you used to do, you don't do no more. You got to stop sinning. Amen. Praise God. Amen, praise God. And you're going to start, amen, adhering to the word of God, because, amen, God is going to, amen, literally cause you to minister to people, to bring in first fruits for, amen, God, amen, praise God. And so Paul, amen, he went through much, but he wrote the books, amen, praise God, Acts, amen, all the way through, amen, praise God. And then he went on, praise God, the only one I think it's not noted is Peter, and then the book of Hebrew as it not being Paul's writing, and John. But the rest of the books he wrote, and he gave us, amen, a roadmap on how to be called according to the election of grace. Well, the Bible said many are called, but few are chosen. But at the same time, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God will deliver them out of them all. Paul went through many, amen, afflictions, or shall I say Paul. He was talked about. He was stoned. He was, amen, praise God, ran out of the city. He went through much suffering, shipwreck, and all of that. And then the enemy took and put a thorn in his side, in his flesh. And he spoke about it in Corinthians, about knowing a man that was caught up to the third heaven. And he began to talk about to God and began to tell God the things that was going on with him. He heard unspeakable words, amen, that he couldn't even bring back to the earth realm. But he was telling God, God, I'm getting buffeted by this devil. Amen. A thorn means to buffet you, to hurt you, to cause you to be harmed. He was getting blows to the point that, amen, praise God, if it was all possible, he would have given up. But he had grace with him. So God told him, he said, no, I'm not going to remove the thorns. I'm going to let you go through the suffering. Amen. But at the same time, I'm going to keep you. Amen. According to the election of grace that's upon your life, you will make it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So Saul, we said Paul, went through much suffering. At the same time, amen, he finished his course. Anybody that is called according to the election of grace that's upon his life. That grace is there to allow you, to give you an opportunity to finish your work for God. I advise you, praise God, to take up your cross, you haven't, amen, taking it back up, and you put it down because you got tired of the race, and get back up and fight the good fight of faith. Because, amen, anybody that's called according to the election of grace, amen, praise God, amen, it's going to be sufficient for God, and he's going to see you through. I don't care what Satan do. I've been in many troubles and many traps of the enemy in the spirit realm, in my visions and dreams. Amen, praise God, and they're real. And I've suffered many things. My children have suffered because of the tricks and the traps of the enemy. But I was called and chosen according to the election of grace, and God is keeping me. He's going to keep me. I'm going to finish my course in honor. God bless. Have a wonderful night.